things and prohibits. Anyway, under existing law, it only applies to a person who committed the prosecution of a felon. Under the code, it applies to people that committed the prosecution of a misdemeanor as well. Now, the first degree section prohibits a person from rendering an assistance to a person who has committed a crime punishable as a felony with reckless disregard that that person has engaged in conduct constituting the crime. Okay, so you render, and then you have to act with intent to hinder the apprehension, prosecution, or conviction, or assist the person benefiting from the crime. Okay, and the thing, it doesn't require that you know he's committed a felony. It's just simply reckless disregard as to whether he engaged, reckless disregard as to whether he engaged in conduct constituting a felony. And if you render assistance and render assistance is defined, you are guilty of a true felony. Now, let's consider the situation where you act with intent to hinder the apprehension of a person, and you didn't really know what crime was committed. You can't show that he was reckless as to whether it was a felony or not. Under the code, if it turns out that you committed at least any misdemeanor or higher, you are guilty of that. That's strict liability. So if the prosecution can establish that the person had some reason to know that there was a felony involved, the person that rendered assistance to the felon will be guilty of the felony. But if the prosecution can establish that, you will be guilty of any misdemeanor. The person you rendered assistance to have committed something in a misdemeanor or higher. And it expands existing law by applying the concept of people that have committed a misdemeanor. And if this law only applies to felons, I guess it's the same thing. station. But when I do the other way, if you're taking presence for the sign, and if you've done your instrument, like high mass, you know, high mass, you can get the sign. Now, if you started your state with him, in other words, well, that might be taken up by the state, but let's say you started your state with him, you spreading, you know, the state plan, or you were very much out of your car, you wouldn't have to go under your state, so you'd be in conflict to the actual state, and you'd go under the higher state. In other words, if you could show that there's a plan to begin with, to render a system, you're going to have your accessory to the requirement, which will hold the person that renders the system equally liable as the person that made the crime. This way, it covers the case whether it's a very happy online situation. So you come up with a scene of the accident, there's no prior plan in the sense here, and you're sitting in your car and you speed off and go to a mouse and you're high enough to a couple of I'm not sure if I'm going to be able to do that.
We quite are very serious about the fact that it is.
Oh, that is that.
Thank you.
by the person who passed it, I would tell them that, that.
So they charged him with impersonating state police officers. However, there was a great deal of money when he ever did, and he just said, I'm an investigator, pulled out the money card, got him in the back, and he had that.
Thank you.